A Guiding Light for Starr County Students. Texas Border Business, by Joey Gomez, McAllen, Texas, growing up in Grula, South Texas College Starr County Campus. New admissions specialist Mariana Solis said she relates to students' desire to be that driving force for change in their families and communities. Recently given the opportunity to be the first point of contact for students in Starr County, Solis said she recognizes many of the same experiences and challenges faced by current students in the region as they adjust to college. Being here on campus and in the community where I grew up means that I am able to better serve the people who I feel closest to, Solis said. I know the difficulties our students face here in Starr County, and it makes me eager to prove to them that they have someone who understands the challenges they are going through so I can help them succeed. Now in her position as the campus primary admissions representative, Solis said she has the opportunity to guide students in Starr County through the entire process, from registration to transcripts. She hopes she can be the extra push they need to graduate. There really is no place like Starr County. Our community, and by extension our campus, is familial, with everyone pulling together to make sure our students here succeed. I am happy to come back and be a part of that atmosphere, Solis said. We're all so close here, and we all have a duty to promote accessibility of the same resources available at all of our other STC campuses. Solis said she worked for more than 10 years in various jobs after high school, including office and medical settings. She arrived at STC in 2015 working for the college's Dual Credit Pathways program until she realized that the only way for advancement was to complete a college education. She completed an associate degree in interdisciplinary studies in 1 year and then moved on to earn a bachelor's degree in technology management in 2019. I began taking classes at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, UTRGV, right after high school, which was a very long distance to be driving back and forth, so I quit for a couple of years to concentrate on work. I understand when students tell me that they are having difficulties in the college environment, but I do not let them fall through the cracks, Solis said. I relate to those people who are entering college from really difficult manual labor jobs, but who are seeking a way out through education. I don't tell them it's going to be easier, rather I tell them that this is the start of something worthwhile as long as they put as much effort into it as they do in the working world. For more information about STC's admission process, visit studentservices.southtexascollege.edu/admissions/.